Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local show that's all about the issues of aging. We're all going to get old. You're going to get old. I'm going to get old. Your mom's going to get old. Your wife, your husband, your kids, everybody's going to get older. Everybody. In the United States, every day, 10,000 people turn 65. If you multiply 10,000 times 365 days in a year, you get a really big number. Every single day, 10,000 people. Every single day in the United States, 10,000 people turn 65. The life expectancy of a 65-year-old female is over 20 years. That means some of that time may be spent not doing so well. It varies from person to person. Some people live to be 90. Some people live to be 100. But the vast majority of us are going to become more frail, less able to be independent. And when that day comes, what are you going to do? Seriously. Have you talked to your kids about it? Are they, oh, yeah, my daughter said I can move in with her. Oh, yeah, that'll work out well. Let me tell you how many times that doesn't work out well. Well, my son's going to come in and take care of me. Let me tell you how many times that doesn't work out well. What's your plan? I just got somebody on Medi-Cal in the Bay Area. You want to know what nursing homes are in the Bay Area? They're a lot of money. Their share of cost was $4,000 a month instead of $15,000 a month. That was a pretty good victory. When you can get a two-thirds reduction in the price of the nursing home, same bed, same food, same care, same everything, for $4,000 a month instead, and it's retroactive to last month. I've been doing this a long time. Every year, every day, there's around 80 to 100,000 people in nursing homes in California. That doesn't count assisted living and memory care and boarding care. Every day in California, 4.5 million seniors are receiving some form of care. Every single day. Not some days, not most days, every day. But you don't believe it's going to happen to you. I spoke to a group the other day. I speak to groups all the time at a mobile home park. And they all sat there very politely. And they're all older. A lot of them older. And it was plain to me that some of them were quite frail because you could see it walking in, them walking in to speak. I speak to groups all the time for free. You can call me. I'll give you my number in a minute. But I couldn't help thinking at the end of my talk, there should have been a line, because I said, if you want to come and see me, you know, you just we'll set up a time. There should have been a line in front of me of people. There was one couple that said, we need to come and see you because we're getting older and we're becoming more frail and all that kind of stuff. So what are you going to do? What's your plan? But what are the other people? What's their plan? The other 20 people who walked away, or 25 people, whatever it was, who walked away going, well, I think we're fine. We must be fine. But we're not fine. Mom's not fine. Dad's not fine. Grandma's not fine. I am so tired of saying this. I am so tired of sitting in a group, a family group, and everybody's deferring to the person, dad, let's say. Everybody asks dad what he thinks, and dad has dementia. Or everybody's asking grandma what she thinks, and grandma doesn't, and it has dementia. They're asking her what she thinks. The family's not making a plan. They're asking the person with dementia or the frail person to make the plan. It seems to me to be idiotic, but maybe that's just me. We really are terrible in this country. We are terrible as a country in dealing with the issues of aging because we didn't have this issue 30 years ago because people didn't live this long. And this issue is going to get worser and worser, as my mom used to say, until it's really bad. As if it's not bad enough already, I got news for you. It's going to get really bad. And then what are you going to do? What's your plan? What's your family's plan? How are you going to spend everything? How are you not going to lose everything? Or do you want to be able to get nursing homes and care at a discount? Do you want to know how to look for care? Do you want to have a plan? Do you want to make sure who's in charge of your care? Well, it's my daughter, Bob. Well, how do we know that? Well, because it says so in my documents. How does the family get along? Well, the kids have some disagreements over this. Well, don't you think now would be a good time to have a family conference and do away with those disagreements? Or is it just me? Am I just not thinking clearly? Or maybe you haven't planned. You know, I've been doing this radio show now for 6 minutes. I have 20 minutes to go. And in those 20 minutes, I should get 27 phone calls with people saying, I want to get to your workshop. I want to get to the webinar. I want to do whatever. Because you have three opportunities to actually sit down and begin to do something about this. All of them begin with the following phone number or website address. My phone number in Sacramento, write it down, is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Write it down. Because that's how you can sign up for my workshop on October the 5th. That's this coming Saturday at 10:30. Let me double check the date. October the 5th. I'm in December. I got to look at October. October the 5th is next week, I believe. Let's see. Yes. October the 5th at 10:30. October the 5th at 10:30. It's free. Or you can sign up for my upcoming webinar, which is also free. It's at 6 o'clock in the evening on October the 2nd. Or you can come to both. Or you can call me and say, Bob, we're beyond, we need to come sit down and talk to you. Okay, give me a call. The appointment's free. But you have to decide whether or not, I've got about 18 minutes left. I could just sit here and say the same thing over and over and over again for 18 minutes. You need to call me. You need to sit down. Well, Bob, we already did a will and trust. That's not having a plan. Do your kids even have copies? Do your kids know what their responsibilities are? What kids have you named? Is there going to be a family fight? Is somebody died and no trust administration has been done? Is somebody died and there needs to be a probate and nobody's done the probate? By the way, I can help with both of those. Most people don't know that after when somebody dies with a trust, there's this stuff called trust administration that needs to be done before any money gets distributed. I can help with that and have been for a long time. Have you had a discussion about with the kids? Here's your responsibility, kids. If mom and I go goofy, here's your responsibilities. You're going to have to do this and you're going to have to do this. And oh, by the way, here's somebody you can call, and oh, by the way, here's what you're going to have to do, and oh, by the way, no fights allowed, and oh, by the way, oh, by the way, oh, by the way. But you have to have the discussion. You have to sit down. One of the things I'm the proudest of is holding family conferences. I get people in my office or in the boardroom, and we sit down and we talk about everything so that everybody knows. That's why when people come to my webinar, or come to my workshops, I encourage them to bring the kids or the grandkids or whoever in the family is going to be there making decisions for you when you can't. What are your end-of-life wishes? Bob, we don't like talking about that in my family because that's icky stuff, and well, we don't like talking about that. So you're just going to leave your kids in the dark about what to do when you die. So you're just going to leave your kids in the dark. The people you love the most, you're going to leave them in the dark about what happens if you have a stroke and you don't know who you are for the rest of your life. Well, no, it's not that we don't want to. It's just that it's really hard. Yeah, life is hard. As somebody said, first you're born and then you die and in between life is hard. It's full of icky stuff. It's also full of great stuff like grandkids and birthday parties and good things, good food, good wine, good whiskey, the good things of life. But it's also filled with icky stuff and difficult decisions. And as a family, the same people we're having great food with and going out to restaurants with and going to birthday parties with, we should also be talking about the difficult stuff. It shouldn't be kept in the dark. In fact, it's dangerous to keep it in the dark. Do you know what meds your mom or dad takes? I mean, do you know? Do you have any? Do you know? I don't know if you know. I don't know. My kids know. Do you even know what meds your wife? How many of you have ever been to a hospital? And what's the first thing they ask when you go to the hospital? What's Mildred on? What do you mean? What drugs does Mildred draw? I don't know. She takes some drugs. I think she takes some of this. And do you have a list? I have pictures. I took pictures. I stood all my pill bottles on a counter, and I took a picture. And it's on my phone, and my wife's phone, and both my kids' phones. So that they know what meds I'm on when the firemen show up or the ambulance driver shows up. There's two kinds of planning. Planning if I die and planning if I don't die. What if I don't die? What if I have a stroke? What if I'm incapacitated the rest of my life? What if I have dementia? What if? Well, Bob, you know, I know, here you go again. You're just making us uncomfortable because, you know, we don't like talking about this because it's really hard and it makes us uncomfortable and we don't like talking. Well, I got 14 minutes left, a little less than 14 minutes, and I'm going to keep talking about it. And I'm going to keep talking about it as long as I have breath in my body. You can go out and worry about whether your stocks or bonds are making 2% or 5%. But at $14,000, if you don't plan, you're going to go through all of it really quickly. At $12,000 to $14,000, I had somebody tell me the other day, well, they weren't paying $10,000 a month for assisted living. They were only paying $5,000. I said, that's still $60,000 a year. $60,000 a year for most of us is a lot of money. How many of you can't afford to go buy a new car? Because a new car, you know, I drive... I've had a Chevy Suburban I've had for years. I can't afford to buy a new Chevy Suburban because they're like $80,000. I don't have $80,000 to buy a car, so I keep it fixed and try to keep it running until it doesn't run anymore. How many of you'd like, you know, and you can't afford it? How many of you don't go out to dinner as much anymore because you can't afford it? Well, what happens if you wind up needing care for $10,000 a month? And you can't afford it, or you haven't planned for it, or your children don't have access to pay for it. Well, I have the money in the bank. Do your kids have access to it? Well, no. Well, why? Well, because, you know, what if they stole it? Well, then we pick somebody else. I had somebody at the workshop the other day said, and it was a great question. It was a really great question. The person said, one of the questions at the end of the speaking engagement I was doing, was what if you don't have kids that you can depend on? What if you don't want your kids to be involved because you can't depend on your kids because maybe they have drug problems or alcohol problems or they're just not nice people? Well, then there are other alternatives, but you need to have somebody. You need to think it through and figure out who you want it to be. You need to figure out what you want, don't you? I think so. I'm pretty sure. So on October the 5th at 10:30 in the morning, it's free. All the stuff I do is generally free. The appointments, everything. Because I want people to know. I think knowledge is powerful and ignorance is bliss. And ignorance really is not bliss. Ignorance is stupid. Especially when you can learn the difference. So this coming Saturday, October the 5th at 10:30 in the morning, I'll be doing a workshop in my office right here in Sacramento. You can sign up by calling me. The better way to sign up is to go to my website assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and, A-N-D, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. And you can go there, and there'll be a link there for you to sign up for my workshop on October the 5th at 10:30. There will also be a link there. May not be up until Sunday. So if you're listening to this Saturday, well, you might want to wait until tomorrow, but it might be up today. I don't know. No, I never know. On October the 2nd is my free webinar. It's my free webinar. Now, you don't have to have a microphone. All you got to have is a camera. I don't need to see your face. I don't need to hear your voice. All you need is something to watch me on. Not a camera, a screen. That's all you need. And you can sign up for the webinar. Now, I like the workshops better. And the reason why is because we can interact with each other. In the webinar, it's just me talking and you can ask me questions, but it's using the chat feature. That way people don't feel like other people are listening to them or whatever. I really like the workshop the best. I think there's more to learn at the workshop, but if you can't make it to the workshop on the 5th, on the 2nd, at 6 o'clock at night, you can come. That's a Wednesday. I do them on the first Wednesday of every month. You can listen to my webinar. And that link will also be on my webpage, assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com. And the other thing, other place you need to go is when you go to my website, go to my Facebook page. My Facebook, every week I do a Facebook Live video. It's not politics, folks. We don't allow any of that stuff. It's about the issues of aging. We screen people carefully. I get rid of idiotic comments. This is about the issues of aging and frailty, and we want to keep it there. But when you go to my website, you can go to my Facebook page, and I link all kinds of stuff. I just linked an article on home care. It was a great article. I read a lot of stuff every day on the issues of aging, and I put up links all the time. And every week I do a Facebook Live video. It's about 5 minutes long. And it's on some current issue dealing with long-term care or Medi-Cal or whatever it is. In-home support services, the assisted living waiver program, which they stopped again, paused it again. I don't know if they've restarted it. The governor can't figure out. He can't figure out. You know, this show is not political, but this drives me nuts. How many of you have been to Europe? Raise your hands. Raise your hands. Come on. How many of you have been to Europe? And every European country you go to, we are the richest country in the world. And Russia has them. China has them. Every country you go to in the world, India has them. Has what? Trains. We can't build a train in California. We can't build a train in California. We can't take care of our elderly in California. Every other country in the world has programs that help take care of people that made the country great, the aged. We don't. We have a terrible, I'm not going to tell you which county, they finally came through, but it was a Bay Area county. I spent 2 weeks trying to educate the worker. The worker who's supposed to know all these rules didn't know any of the rules dealing with long-term care. Because they're different. We have so many different programs in California. It's unbelievable. Everybody thinks there's just covered California. There's 50, 60 Medi-Cal programs. I don't know how many there are. It's ridiculous. And nobody cares. Nobody cares about the people. And there's 100,000 people in nursing homes in the state of California. And nobody in I've never had one phone call from any legislator ever in the state of California saying, what could we do to make this better? How could we make this better for older people who can't take care of themselves? How can we do that? We have lots of money for farmers, and we have lots of money for water issues, and we have lots of money for rice growers, and we have whatever it is. I'm not picking on anybody. We have lots of money for lots of people. But people who are making the transition between a life lived independently and a life lived dependent on someone else, we do a terrible job at it. And the rest of the world can not only have trains, which we don't have. Every country has trains. Italy, for crying out loud, has trains. We don't have trains, and we don't take care of our frail elderly. We do a terrible job of it. And there hasn't been a change in my 30 years of being on KFBK and my 35 years of doing this. There's been no change by anybody. There's nobody in the legislature. There's nobody in political office who's talking about this. And we have doctors, for crying out loud, and they're not talking about it. We do a terrible job of taking care of our elderly. We just do a terrible, terrible, terrible job. I can't tell you what a terrible job we do, but we do. So it's your choice. You can get a hold of me. You can get to a workshop. You can get to a webinar. My appointments are free. And you can start to make a real difference in the life of your life and the life of your family and somebody you love. But it's all up to you. It really is. It's up to you. You have to decide whether this is important or not. Because all of us, if you're 30 years old, you're going to become old and frail and feeble, and you may have dementia. If you're 30 years old today, you're going to become old and frail and feeble, and you may have dementia, and there's the aging process you can't stop. But we don't like to talk about it. Grandma, mom and dad don't like talking about it. Why? Well, they don't think we can handle it. And I talk to parents, do you talk to your kids? No, we don't talk to our kids because we don't want to put that burden on them. Who do you want to put the burden on? Somebody you don't love? Somebody who doesn't have your best interest at heart? I've always found that to be idiotic. My children do this willingly and wonderfully well because they want to be a part of our lives and we want them to be a part of our lives. And part of being a part of our lives is dealing with my wife and I as we age and get older and become more frail and maybe someday feeble and maybe someday not being able to recognize them. But we want them to be a part of our lives and to share in everything we do. And our children, bless their heart, want to be a part of that. They demand to be a part of it. Children, demand from your parents the opportunity to share all of the stuff that's going to happen to them as they grow old and more feeble, that you want to and are willing to be a part of it. Make sure you have the right documents that deal with all of this stuff, not just having a will and trust, but what do they say? What do they say about frailty and feebleness and dementia and all that kind of stuff? Have you had a family conference about all of this? Why not? Get to my workshop, assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, A-N-D, A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com. Get to my workshop. Get to my webinar on the 2nd. Get to my workshop on the 5th. Call me. If you can't remember a website and you're not computer literate, can you use a phone? My phone number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. But the first step, you have to stop pretending. You have to stop believing that somehow you're in control of your life and you're going to escape all the bad, icky stuff. I got news for you. You're not. You're not. Time and health and all those things are not subject to our control, especially time. 800-999-8007. You can call up for a free appointment. You can call to get into my workshop on the 5th, or you can call to get into my webinar on the 2nd, or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and sign up for all of it. If you have questions, just feel free to call me anytime. Leave me a message and we'll talk. 800-999-8007. I've had the same phone number for 35 years. 800-999-8007. Make a difference in your life. Make a difference in your family's life. Start today to make a difference in how you approach the issues of aging. Who's going to pay? Who's going to be in charge? How are you going to do this? How are you going to make sense out of it? How are you going to deal with the issues of aging? Thanks for joining me. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host here. Look forward to seeing you in an upcoming webinar or workshop or in my office. I hope you have a great day, and remember, be kind to each other. Bye-bye.